so much going on in Parshat Yisro, but obviously what draws our attention more than anything else is Aseres HaDibros. And there is a very, very famous Machlokas Bahag and Rambam, a very celebrated Machlokas Bahag and Rambam, Ba'anochi Hashem Elokecha. Strangely, the Ramban talks about the issue and does not quote the Rambam. I think I mentioned in the past, he says in the introduction, he's going to talk about Rashi often, he'll talk about Ibn Ezra, and the third most common Rishon, I think, that he quotes is the Rambam, particularly in Mor Nevuchim. But here he raises a very, very important issue. Here, Perek Chaf Pasuk Beis. But unlike when unlike the Ramban style, when he'll quote a Mor Nevuchim, that he'll quote extensively and he'll debate extensively and a lot of long mass the matan, like he saw beginning Parshas Vayera, here it's incredibly dense. You really have to gotta read slowly so you don't miss any words. Perikav pasuk beis. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hadibur hazeh mitzvah saseh. This is a mitzvah. Sounds pretty simple. And the truth is, he's taking a stand on Machlokas Bahag and Rambam. The Rambam does count this as a mitzvah. Matter of fact, he counts it as the first mitzvah. Both in the Mishnah Torah, it's the first mitzvah in Sodei Torah, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which has a different, a little more murky, hard to tell what the organizational scheme is in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But there too, mitzvah number one is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam actually in Sefer HaMitzvahs and attacks the Bahag, which is one of the things he does often in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He attacks the Bahag, who was one of the Gaonim who had his own count of Tariq Mitzvahs. The Rambam attacks him. How could it be that you don't count the mitzvah of Muna? You count the mitzvah. You talk about Tefillin and Sukkah and Tzitzis and Staka. You don't talk about Muna. How's that? No Hashem Elokecha. That's the most basic mitzvah. So interestingly, Ramban did not write Hasagas on the Mishnah Torah. We have Hasagas HaRaiv in the Mishnah Torah. The Ramban did write lengthy running Hasagas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, where one of his major goals is to defend the honor of the Bahag. In other words, to demonstrate that the Bahag has to be reckoned with. Sometimes Ramban will agree, and show why he thinks the Bahag is right. Sometimes he may disagree, but he still wants to demonstrate that Bahag has a significant opinion. You can't just, knock the Bahag away like that. We can agree or disagree, but he has to be taken seriously. So the Ramban defends the Bahag in the Hasan Ramban Hasan Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he explains why what he thinks is driving the position of the Bahag did not count Emunah, not because Emunah isn't important, but ironically because Emunah is so important. It's too important, too fundamental to be a mitzvah. Meaning, what Rabban develops there, he says, mitzvah means a commandment. So we can have a series of commandments once we know there's a commander. But he thinks the Bahag would say, you can't have a mitzvah to believe in Rabban Shalom. That's the prerequisite. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can talk about commandments. Now, we're going to see that idea play out over the course of this paragraph, but right now, the first thing Rabban says, he doesn't say, I hold like the Rambam, but he just said, I hold like the Rambam. The first thing out of his mouth is, HaDibur HaZeh Mitzvah Saseh. If you take a look, I see in the bottom, the Chevelle's lengthier footnotes, He sends you to Hasagas Ramban and the Rambam and the Bahag, but after beginning with, this is a Das HaZohar. The Zohar and Va'era apparently says that Anochi is a mitzvah say. So you can either see the Ramban is quoting the Rambam, or you can see the Ramban is quoting the Zohar. Yeah. Right.
So number one is I have a chef, so why would one of the Asaras Dibros be that? Because to take on the Asaras Dibros, you have to know if there's someone to give it.
Very good question. No, very good. Emunah is clearly critical. The question is, would you call that a mitzvah? Why is it the first Asaras Dibros? The question is, who says Dibros are necessarily mitzvahs? As a matter of fact, There are more than 10 of the Tayrak mitzvahs in the Aseret HaDibros. If you look at the way the Rambam counts it, so for instance, Shabbos, Dibur number 4, includes both Zachar, which is the mitzvah says of Kiddush, as well as not doing Malacha. The word Shamar appears in the Tanan, but in the language, the Psukim about Shabbos in the Aseret HaDibros, it mentions not doing Malacha. You already have two. It's a little bit of a problem, but Lamas, the way the Rambam counts the mitzvah saseh and lo saseh of Avodah Zarah, there are several mitzvahs lo saseh over the course of the second Dibra. Because there are multiple Yisurim. There's an Yisur of lo sa'avdeh, not to worship them. There's also Yisur lo yilcha. There's the Yisur to own Avodah Zarah. There's the Yisur to manufacture Avodah Zarah, even if I don't believe in it. I'm just in the business. Or I'm buying artwork. That's a problem. It's not. I'm not worshiping Avodah Zarah. It's a different Isra. And to worship Avodah Zarah, even if I don't own it, there are multiple. Aseres HaDibros doesn't mean Aseres Mitzvos. It sometimes means more. There can be more mitzvahs than Dibros. So it's conceivable that even though the Torah talks about Aseres HaDvarim, those are 10 paragraphs. It's 10 critical, 10 foundational paragraphs. The foundation of Halacha. Anochi is absolutely the foundation of Halacha. It may be not counted as a mitzvah, but instead as a preface, that kind of prologue to the mitzvahs. So it's definitely one of the dip. Presumably, it's one. It's dibra number one, or davar number one. But lav dafka is a mitzvah. Mitzvah tzivu. Maybe we shouldn't call it tzivu. The Rabban says, Rabban says here, I defended the Bahag, but it doesn't mean I personally agree with him. I think that a Bahag is a reasonable position, but I don't accept him. Yassel, perfect. Let's take a look at the Rabban has to say. Excellent. You're right. Hit the nail on the head. And the following couple of lines, what I was saying about you have to mamish keep your eyes open. Like every like words that are entire paragraphs. Omar Anochi Hashem. Now the first thing Rabban says is the following pasuk is a mitzvah. And now let's read the pasuk slowly and carefully. Omar Anochi Hashem. It begins with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? I am God. Yore v'yitzave osam sheyedu v'yaminu hiyesh Hashem. So number one, he's teaching and he's commanding. So in a sense, it's sort of perhaps capturing both the Bahag and Rambam perspectives together. It's a mitzvah. It's not only a mitzvah. It's a demonstration and a teaching as well as a commandment to yedu v'yaminu. Here's another pair of words, very important. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah talks about a mitzvah leida, to know that there's a God. In the translations that we have of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rambam wrote Mishneh Torah in Hebrew, wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic. Mishneh Torah is the only major work that he wrote in Hebrew. Everything else, if we're reading in Hebrew, it means you're reading someone's translation. So the way the language of Sefer Mitzvahs is usually translated is Lahamin. Mitzvah Leida, Mitzvah Lahamin, so that's a big discussion. Is it a stira? Is it not a stira? Maybe it's just a question of the translator's choice of term, or maybe they're not mutually exclusive. Ramban, again, is very subtly laying out, it's not a stira, they're both true. You have to be Yodea and you have to be Imamin. Which, the simplest way of understanding that terminology is to accept it and to seek to understand it as much as possible. Yediya, in the language of the Chokrim, the language of the Rishonim, were more inclined towards philosophical inquiry. Yediya meant to not only to believe that's true because of tradition, but to seek to take what I believe to be true and understand as deeply as I can. Develop my own understanding of the idea. I think I may have mentioned the Radak and the Chovas Halvavas both quote the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. David HaMelech, at the end of his life, is speaking to, giving instructions to Shlomo. Da es elokei avichav avdei b'leiv shalem v'nefesh chafetza. Da es elokei avichav, he says, both Radak and Chovas Halvavas say, da means yidia, da means to seek to understand deeply. But as I said, it has to be based on Elokei Avicha. You have to have the intellectual humility to recognize just because I haven't figured something out yet doesn't mean it doesn't make sense or isn't true. I have the intellectual humility to realize, you know, I'm not the be-all and end-all, and there could be things that make good sense I haven't yet understood. Just because I don't get it doesn't mean it isn't true or doesn't make sense. So you have to begin with Elokei Avicha. You have to begin with the God of your father. And you have to begin with a sense of Masorah. This is tradition. But at the same time, to seek to deepen it through Yediyah. And it says, and that's the recipe for Vavdei B'Lev Shalem Nefesh Chafetza. That's going to be the recipe for a wholehearted Avos Hashem, for an Avos Hashem that's coming out of enthusiasm, excitement, Nefesh Chafetza. It's going to be that blend of the Elokei Avicha and the Da. So that may be what the Ramban is driving at here as well. Sheyedu v'yaminu. And he doesn't quote the Rambam explicitly, but it's hard to imagine that he didn't have in mind the language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mishnah Torah, and he's trying to say it's not a stira, and nor is it the same thing, but there are two parallel things that complement each other, that work together. It's two parts to the mitzvah, Yediyah and Emunah. And what's the content? Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us and commanding us to have both Yediyah and Amunah that Ki Yesh Hashem Vehu Elokim Lahem Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban is trying to read the pasuk carefully. Hashem Elokecha, he's Hashem and he's your God. So Yesh Hashem, God exists, Vehu Elokim Lahem. But he's not just out there, he's Elokecha. Kiloma, what does that mean? Okay, you read the language for me, pretty important pasuk. What does it mean? What does it mean that he's Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Kei is Elokecha, your God. Klomar, Hove Kadmon, he is, Hove is something that exists, he's a being, Kadmon, which literally means he came first, but in philosophical Hebrew, in the language of the Rishonim, Kadmon means the idea that God created the universe as opposed to the universe which has always existed. Kadmus ha'olam, the universe came first, is the belief which we reject as utter kfira. Kadmus ha'olam is the idea that the universe has always existed. And to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kadmon, that means God came first. And everything else is a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first pasuk in Bereishis, and that's what I think you mentioned a different time. Big Bang theory represents the fact that after 3,500 years, scientists have finally come to accept, to recognize the first pasuk of Bereishis. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Hove Kadmon, Me'ito Haya Hakol Bechefetz V'Yicholas. Wow. Everything exists because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechefetz V'Yicholas. In other words, he continues to will things to be, and he has full power over things. He's a Shalit. And Rabban's mind was like, whole ideas are being laid out in just a series of word by word. V'hu Elokim lahem shechayavim la'avod oso. And he is their God, our God, meaning that we have to serve him. In other words, what Rabban just saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem is a description of what we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the abstract. We believe, we understand that there is a being that is the cause, who is the cause of everything else, who wills everything else to be, created everything, continues to will everything else to be. That's Hashem. Right? After all, what does Hashem mean? Yud Kei Vav Kei is HaYehoviyah. Right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. He's beyond space and time. It makes good sense because space and time themselves are creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a box called space and time, and then within that box, he created the entire material world. So of course, he's not bound by time. That's absurd. He made time. Time is a creature of it. It's hard for us to wrap our minds around that because all of our experiences have been within the box of space and time. But so it's hard to like sort of intuit what that would mean to be outside of time. It makes sense that it's hard for us to intuit it. And at the same time, we can understand theoretically that it makes perfect sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be unbound by space and time. That's the box that he made, within which he created us and the rest of the material universe, but he's, so to speak, not bound by that box. Even that mushal is, again, inside, outside. Because we think in terms of space. So that's what it said, but so that's Hashem. Anochi Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Kadosh Baruch Hu Hayah Viyah, and Elokecha, it has to do not with him per se, with our relationship with him. If he's our Elokim, that means we have a relationship with him, and we have a commander-commanded relationship. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Asher Hosei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the pasuk doesn't just say, okay, Hashem Lokeva, this thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's already a whole paragraph. And the pasuk goes on to say, I'm Hashem Lokecha, Asher Hosei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. Who took you out of Mitzrayim? Who took you out of being enslaved? So what's that? What's the significance of that? I mean, we know what it means. What's the significance of that in this context? Chumash elsewhere talks extensively. I mean, we just went through several parshas about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the significance of it in this context of this foundational pasuk? V'anokha Hashem Elokecha. Why didn't the pasuk stop here? V'anokha Hashem Elokecha, period. Amar Hashem would say Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim. Again, if you just came in, we are on Perek Chav Pasuk Beis, four lines in to that paragraph. Page Shin Peches, four lines into the paragraph. The paragraph begins the word Anochi. The Omar Asher Otzisichem Eretz Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam goes on to add in the pasuk a clause about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Ki hotso asam misham toreh al hametzius v'al hachefetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in making Yetzias Mitzrayim happen is a demonstration of several things that were alluded to just now. It's a demonstration of the fact that God exists, and this is something that we saw Ramban discuss much more extensively earlier in the parshios about Mitzrayim. He said, but that's why it's here. That one line is reminding us that these ideas are demonstrating God's existence, His mitzius, and His chayfetz, His interest in us. That was God's abstract existence and the fact that God is involved with the world. That He's not a watchmaker who, as some of the deists thought, He's not the watchmaker who created the world and, you know, created physics and chemistry and started the world and then walked away and it's just ticking on its own. Not only is there God exists as a borei, but there's chayfetz. He's interested, continues to be interested in us. Ki biyadia uva hashkacha mimeri yatzar misham. Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, that wasn't just the clock ticking on its own, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was A, aware, and B, involved. Yediyah and Hashkacha. Mamash, like I said before, every word is gold. Every word is always gold, Rabban, but here it's so obvious. The Gam, Torah al-Achidosh. In addition to Yetzias Mitzrayim being a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hashkacha, that He's aware of what's going on and that He's involved, cares and is involved, it also demonstrates Chidush. More basically, it demonstrates that God is a creator. And this is an idea that appears several times in Rabban al-Torah and appears in the writings of the Rambam as well. It appears in the Moreh Nevuchim, appears in at least one of his letters. Im kadmus ha'olam lo yishtane davar mitivo. If you believed in kadmus ha'olam, if you rejected Rachman Litzlan, belief in a creator, then lo yishtane davar mitivo. Then nature could never change. The existence of a nes demonstrates that the world has a creator. The Rambam has that nusach. I think it's in Igeres Tchias HaMesim. It's one of the major letters. I think it's in Igeres Tchias HaMesim. Igeres Teman, maybe. Rabbi writes that says belief in a Borei Olam automatically implies that any nace is possible. If God created the world, so then by definition, He could do as He pleases. Rama says it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to not do Nisim all the time. That's a theme that the Ramban picks up on as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly made a decision. It was his decision. He could have decided otherwise. And he could still change his mind if he wanted to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision that our Nevi Mecham pointed out to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision to design a world to be rhythmic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in a patterned, rhythmic, predictable universe. That's what he chose to create. To create a mathematical universe. Mathematics describes the world incredibly well. That's something that philosophers of science have been very struck by. The most abstruse esoteric discoveries in mathematics, they seem so far from reality. How do most efficiently stack 10-dimensional spheres in 10-dimensional space. I can tell you what that means in theory. It doesn't seem to have much of anything to do with reality. Good papers were written about it in very abstract fields of mathematics. Within a couple of decades, it's practically relevant. It's a remarkable thing that consistently the most esoteric types of math all of a sudden become, you turn around and they describe the universe. Then to turn that the other way around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly decided that he wanted to create a mathematical universe. If some would say that math is a language, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. I don't have to say necessarily that. Lashon HaKodesh, Kabbalistically speaking, is a language HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world, whatever that means. But it is clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create a very mathematical universe. So what does that mean? I don't like math. What does that mean? I don't like the world? No. But what it means is it's not about numbers. Mathematics, at core, in many ways, is a study of patterns. Very nuanced patterns, very subtle patterns, but patterns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just chose to create a patterned universe. There's a lot of regularity about the universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that there should be science and laws of science and things that would govern how the world works. Every once in a while, he decides, for some purpose or another, he's going to suspend those laws, and there's going to be a Kriyas Yamsuf, and there's going to be a Makas Bechoros, and so on and so forth. There's going to be a Neis HaShemen at the end of the story of Hanukkah. But the Rama says, whether Nisim are common or uncommon, but the existence of a Neis, the existence of a bore implies that a nace is possible, and the existence of a nace implies a bore. And that's what the Ramban writes here very briefly as well. That Yitzias Mitzrayim Torel Achidush. It demonstrates Chidush. It demonstrates not the Chidush Torah. It demonstrates that God was Machash universe. That the universe is a created universe, is a creature. It hasn't just always been. It's a creature of a creator. That's also a very profound idea. That Yitzias Mitzrayim, also Nais in general, Yitzias Mitzrayim in particular, demonstrates Yecholas. It demonstrates as a consequence of Chidush, as a consequence of the fact that God is a Bore, he has total power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu retained full control over the universe. He chooses for the world to generally operate according to certain principles and regularities and scientific rhythms. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu retains total yecholos. He's not a watchmaker. And that in turn, Torah al-Yichud. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, he's fully powerful, fully capable, that logically, at the point the Rambam discusses elsewhere at length, that demonstrates that there's a single God. You can't have two omnipotent beings. But to say that there's a Bore who's fully in charge means that's why one versus many is so important. It means that because many gods, by definition, none of them are a god. That's part of why it's so important. It's a whole different concept. You believe in an omnipotent creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has full power, and that's a basis for the whole system of halach. As he goes on to say, let's see another couple of lines. The Tami Beis Avadim, what's pshat in? He didn't just say Hashem Tzichim Eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, so I know Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Elokecha. Two different ideas. The abstract ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokecha is that we're supposed to work for Him. Hashem Tzichim Eretz Mitzrayim. We remind us that we saw Nisim which demonstrate many of these ideas. And then why the extra description of Bibeis Avadim? We know. We read Chumash. We know that Mitzrayim, we are Avadim Mitzrayim. Hashem Tzichim Eretz Mitzrayim. We have to. Why the redundancy in Beis Avadim? It says not redundant at all. The Ta'am in Beis Avadim, here once again, where the Ramban uses the word Ta'am, not to mean the reason for, but the explanation of, which he does not infrequently in the Pirush al Torah. The Ta'am in Beis Avadim, what's the Pirush in Beis Avadim? It's not just that we were in Mitzrayim and we came out miraculously, but it's that we had not been free in Mitzrayim. It's not just that there were Nisim involved in that event. It's that we were politically transformed. We had been avadim shvuim to Paro. The Amar lahem zeh shem chayavin shi Hashem hagadol ha'nichbar v'hanora hazeh lahem le'lohim shi avduhu. It follows that we ought to that he's Elokecha. We ought to be over him. Ki hu padaus ame avdus Mitzrayim. It adds an added degree of logic, of rationale, to why Kadosh Baruch Hu freed us. So it makes sense that he's in, besides the fact that if he created the universe and created us and everything else, and created morality, there's already several good reasons why we ought to be following Kadosh Baruch Hu's commands. In addition to it, he freed us. He freed us from Paro. So it makes it follows that we ought to be Abdi Hashem. Ketam avodai hem esher teisir zame eretz Hashem. The explicit pasuk later on the end of Chumash Vayikra. And then he says, the next line he says, look a page earlier, I explained a little bit of this Al Derech Kabbalah, the Hashem Elokecha. And finally, V'zu ha-mitzvah tikarei b'divrei raboseinu Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. This is what Chazal referred to, for instance, in the context of Kriya Shema, beginning of the second parak of Brachos, Kabbalas all Malchus Shamayim. That's the terminology that the Tanam already used. This language, the language of a king vis-a-vis a people. And it goes on to say, over the course of the rest of the paragraph, quotes a medrash, a mechilta, one of the ancient medrash halacha on Chumash Mos, that talks about the people needing to accept the king before the king can meaningfully legislate. And that, here we come full circle, because, and we'll close with this. And Ramban opened by essentially quoting the Rambam, right? The first thing Ramban says is, Anochi is a mitzvah say. It's not just a statement, it's not just narrative, it's not just developing an idea, it is, but it's also a tzivur, the Rambam. But he closes with what he, the Ramban, in the Hasagas on Sefer Mitzvahs, had developed for the Rambam. For the Bahag, that there needs to be a Kabbalah Amach Shemaim before there can be Tzivuyim. So he's accepting both ideas. As he clearly, the idea that he put forward to defend the Bahag, the logic, there needs to be an acceptance of the Melech before it's meaningful for the Melech to make Zeros. There needs to be an acceptance of the commander before we can talk about commands. It's a true point. It just can still be a tzivu as well. Tzivu number one is an Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And once you accept that, then we can talk about the rest of tzivu. There can be sort of a more complex interplay between what Rambam took this approach and Bahag took that approach. Rambam is saying, like we said before, Yediyah and Emunah, both are part of the mitzvah. So this is a mitzvah, and at the same time, it's also teaching, as he said, Sherer Sitzichim Eretz Yisrael was teaching. And you do need to, and once you have this, then we could talk about the rest. This is a mitzvah, but then we could talk about the rest of the mitzvahs. There is much more going on here. I had a havamina to try to see the beautiful Ramban, the other side of the page. We're not just from a point of view of time. Actually, we do have the time to see it. Let's see a little bit. There's a long Rambam in on Shabbos. Let's hop around a little bit. It goes on for pages. It's highly recommended. You have time over Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Take out a Ramban on La Torah, and the entire piece on Zohar is gorgeous. You'll have to skip a little bit, which is Kabbalistic, rather than he'll tell you when you get into Kabbalah. But let's at least hop around a little bit. Pasuk Ches. Zochei Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsho. He says, let's try to understand the flow here. Achar Tzitziva Shenam V'Hashem HaMiyuchad Yizbarach Shu HaNimtza Hu HaBorei Hu HaMeivin V'HaYachol. That's a long list. Right? After he commanded us, number one, Anochi is to believe in God who exists, who created us, who knows what's going on, and who is Yachol, who has power. Dipper number two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, there is no other. Yichud. Number three, v'tziva shenechabed zecher shmo. As a result of a recognition of him, we ought to show kavod to his name, and that's dibur number three. Lo sista shem Hashem l'kach l'shav. Then to show respect to the name of Hashem. So now, logically, number four, tziva shenaseh b'zeh simen v'zikaron tamid la'odiyah shu barako. The next step is to have a positive sign to remember these ideas, to remember that Kodesh Baruch was a Borei. Vehi mitzvah Shabbos, shehi zecher l'maaseh b'reishis. And that is Shabbos, which appears here as zecher l'maaseh b'reishis. One of the differences between the presentation of the Aseret Dibros in Yisro and Vaaschanan is whether the focus is on zecher l'maaseh b'reishis or zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. So here in Yisro, the focus is on the zecher l'maaseh b'reishis aspect. He said that fits this flow elegantly. And then he said, okay, that's sort of the basic concept. Now let's talk about details. Zocher Sema Shabbos and Kacha. Those are the opening five words of this paragraph about Shabbos, this parashah about Shabbos. Zocher Sema Shabbos and Kacha. Uva Mishnah Torah Kasu Shabbos Sema Shabbos and Kacha. Look in Vaschanan, that's the most famous, probably the most famous difference between the presentation Yisro and Vaschanan is Zocher versus Shamor. Rabban has something very fast. He points out Chazal were very sensitive to this. Now the same Omer B'zeh, Chazal say Zachar v'Sham v'Dibur Echad Nemru. They were said v'Dibur Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu said them in a single Dibur, in a single utterance. Below Hikpidu below Sham v'Zachem Shesav Lahem. Rabban says first thing Rabban wants to know is that's interesting. Why did Chazal get so give so much focus to that one variance? Of all the, there are a number of differences. If you line up the Aseret Dibros and Vaaschanan and Yisro, there are a number of differences. Okay, so why does Chazal got Chazal focus more on trying to understand Zachar and Shamar than others? There are other midrashim that say the. I don't know if it's in the Chiltus of Freya, it talks about Los Sachar versus Los Sasava. Rambam quotes the beginning of Los Gezel, very fascinating Rambam. Maybe talk about it tonight a little bit. But why this more than anything else? This is certainly, I think, the only one that appears in Talmud Bavli. And there are other differences also. There are more differences. So larger differences, small differences. Dafka Zafar Shah. Why the Chazal did focus more of the people show the Chemish Chavlin? More Machpid than any other. Variance from diversion from Yisro to Vaschanan. The Hakavana Lehem is out. This is what they were thinking. He's Zachar Mitzvah Saseh. You know why this is the greatest difference? It's not the greatest in terms of language. There are other differences that are much the whole sentences. This is just a difference of a single word. The Rabban says yes. But from a point of view of the system of halacha, this is the greatest difference. This is a halachic difference, and not just a halachic difference. Zachar is a mitzvah say. Chitznusko yom haShabbos l'kadosh l'nushka chayil. To mekadosh Shabbos, not to forget. Shamar etzlam mitzvah losa say. Chazal have a principle that Shamar is mitzvah is a losa say. After all, he says Ramban quotes the Gemara. Shekamakon shnemer he shamar pen va'al eino elo losa say. That's a principle the Gemara has. What do we refer to as a lav, a losaseh? Again, we've discussed in the past, to be a losaseh is not just to be an iser. You can have an iser aseh. You can have a Torah maybe telling you what you shouldn't do, but if it's not phrased with the word no, it's a mitzvah aseh means do. Lo taseh means don't do. Aseh versus losaseh is a question of the language. Not a question of whether you're physically active or passive, or whether conceptually it's a kiyum or an iser. Aseh los aseh is a question of the language. So Chazal say it's a los aseh if you have the word lo, like lo sirtzach or lo sachzum sharbidishal. But then Chazal say most of the time it's a word lo, but there are three other words that also have a negative angle to them and therefore make that sense a negative sense of los aseh. Yishamer pen v'yal. Pentale, right. Lest you, implication, we're worried that you might. You should not. And al is also no. And the first one is Hishamer. Hishamer benega saras, Hishamer lecha, or in this case, Shamar, Semashabas Akacho, to keep Shabbos means to, or to beware, not to be scared of Shabbos, but to avoid doing something, to avoid melacha. So he says, Zachar is an asay, Shomer is a lav. Yaz here, it's an azhara, an inisur, a lav, shenishmaro so lakacha shalom nechaleu. That would be inappropriate. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should be dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu writing a say instead of writing a law or vice versa. Without the vav, the chesron vav, or the al shilay shin. All the other subtle differences. The meaning is the same. This is, I think, one of the places where Ramban tells us an important rule, which once you realize is self-evident, that when the Torah quotes, even direct quotes in Chumash, are often paraphrases. As if you have a conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro, there's a conversation with Yosef and his brothers, there's probably a lot more was said. I think it said in the past. Right? Even the people who have the most real estate in Chumash, Moshe, Yosef, Avram. How many words do we hear from them already? A tiny fraction of a percent of what they said over the course of a lifetime. Because the Torah is not quoting, it's not meant to be a comprehensive history. It's only quoting things that are relevant. So most events in Moshe's life, and Yosef's life, and Avram's life don't appear in Chumash. They don't need to appear in Chumash. And even within an event that does appear, within a conversation that's recorded, it may often be severely clipped. Not everything that happens. In Chumash, it sounds like every conversation is just, you know, I say this and you say that, we're done. Or maybe it's like back and forth and back and forth. No long conversational dialogues. Really? 3,500 years ago, no one had conversation lasting more than 30 seconds? Or they spoke really, really slowly? No. They had conversation. Maybe sometimes they had short conversations, probably sometimes they had long conversations. But the Chumash is not seeking to be a transcript of what happened. The Chumash is seeking to tell us that things are relevant to us. So even a conversation that does appear will often be clipped. An event that does appear will only hear a handful of details. Sometimes the Midrashim fill in more, and there are more details the Midrashim don't fill in either. That's what we would expect. Rabbi says that sometimes it's paraphrased. That's fine. But we'll often paraphrase in the Chumash to sort of get across the key point. But the question Chazal were bothered by is, but Zachar and Shabar, that's not a paraphrase. But if you're a Baal Halacha, that's a massive shift. It's only one word, only changed to three letters. But Mitzvah Seh, Mitzvah Lo Seh Seh, those are radically different. It's not a paraphrase. It says, now you appreciate Chazal's Kasha. They got all worked up. Zachar and Shabar, you were after them? Yeah, because that's a very significant difference. And what's the answer? The answer was that whoever has to keep a Shomer has to keep Zohar as well. He goes on to talk about the Ibn Ezra. And he goes on, the top of page Shinsai says to speak Kabbalistically. A sod about Zohar and Shomer, a male and female, not human male and female, like male and female as Kabbalistic concepts. But then he says, even what you can bring the Kabbalah down into Nigla terms, let's close for today a couple lines of Shin Sai text of one of the most famous passages of Banal Torah. MSU, third line, Gam King, Midas Zohar Rimzo B'mitzvahs Esseh, V'hu Ayote Nias Ha'ava. He says, Zachar is a mitzvah say that corresponds to Avas Hashem. If I do what my master asked of me, so that's coming from love and it's going to generate love. Midas Shomer, mitzvah losa say, Hula midas hadin, yote midas hayira. Shomer, which is a love, not to do malacha, that's an expression of yira. Gevura, yira. The self-control of not doing what I ought not to do, that's the expression of Yiras Hashem. The proactively doing the thing, throw myself into the thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of me, that's an expression of Ava. And he says, Lachen, you'll keep this in mind when you learn Yevamos. Mitzvah say gedola, mitzvah lo say. That's why mitzvah say is really greater accomplishment than the law. Why? Because mitzvah say is an expression of Abba. Kamosha Abba gedola meira. So worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love and care and excitement, and not merely out of, I know what I ought to do. I voted my Abba is greater than I voted my year. He in the Kayem Ba'usev Uvim Mamo No, Ritzon Adonav, one who throws himself into doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me, doing it with my body and using my possessions and my funds to accomplish what HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplish. Huagado Me'an Ishmael Yasos HaRabbeinu. And that's why. And that's why Asi Asay Vedocha Lo Sasay. Because they have a halachic principle in Yevamos. Asay Vedocha Lo Sasay. You're going to put on Tzitzis Yevamos Shatnas. Why? Why Asay Vedocha Lo Sasay? Not a question we usually ask ourselves. Why? Not where does it come from, but why? What the Ramban says? Because Av is a greater level than Yira, and therefore Mitzvah Asay is a greater level than a Mitzvah Lo Sasay. And he wraps up by saying, what you thought was a kasha, in fact, fits in. I would have thought that a lav is a greater, more severe than a mitzvah say. And he says exactly the opposite. Let's see the last few lines here. And there are many more lines here, but the last few lines for us right now. U'pnezeh yia ha'onesh b'mitzvahs lo sasei gadol b'osn bodin. And that's why there's an onesh. Their onesh almost all the onesh the Beis Din gives are for Lavan. You have Lavan which get Malchus, you have Lavan which get Misa. Mitzvah say almost never have an onesh from Beis Din. So he says, yeah, that's why. I would say, that means a lav is more chamer than I say. He says, no. And this is why lav didn't get an onesh. Well, why this is why? Because they're less chamer, they get an onesh? Maybe. Maybe it's like the Marsha says. Mitzvah say is so grand, so important that no onesh the Beis Din would give could qualify. But what Rav Shavel understands is he means going back to the Ava Yira idea. Ava Yira explains, number one, why Asay is a greater level than Los Asay, which is why Asay Docha Los Asay. And Ava Yira also explained why Onesh is more appropriate for Lav than for Asay. Because if Asay is the expression of Midas HaRachman, and Lav is the expression of Midas HaDin, though at least loosely, we're not Kabbalists, at least loosely speaking, we can see some correspondence, we would see that in Shammai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be Gan Eden Gehenim. The Bi'olam Haba is going to take into account both our Asay and our Los Asay. But at least Ba'olam Hazeh, in terms of the formalized instructions given to Beis Din, Onesh is out there more in the world when you're violating Midas Hadin, when you're doing it violating Avera, as opposed to when you're violating Midas HaRachman by not doing a mitzvah. That's a very famous idea of the Rambam. This correspondence of Mitzvah Asay, Mitzvah Lo Asay to Av and Yira, in particular the first angle that he takes, but that's the explanation for Asay, Docha, Lo Asay. There is much more to see here. There's plenty more to talk about. He talks about how you name the days of the week. What does Zachar, Sama, Shabbos, Kacho mean? We haven't even gotten to that. We spoke about the fact that it is a Mitzvah Asay. He gets into different pshat. What does it mean to be Zohar Shabbos? Is that something you do on Shabbos? Is that something you do when it's not Shabbos? Is that Kiddush? Is that preparing? Is that shopping? Is that how you refer? Ramban suggests maybe when you say Echad b'Shabbos, that's Zachar Sema Shabbos Lagacha. You're counting all the days of the week by Shabbos. Which, according to which, Ramban seems to be saying that, I'll leave you with this, that saying the Shir Shalom is a minhag. But the line before the Shir Shalom for the Ramban is the Mitzvah Sei Daraisa. So if you don't have time to say Shir Shalom, but you should at least say Hayom Yom Chamishi b'Shabbos. Boom. Come to Ramban. That's Zachar Sema, that's at least part of Zachar Sema Shabbos Lekachem. Much more.